Ladies and gentlemen, we present 30 minutes worth of Harry Worth.
Hello, everyone. This is Harry Worth. I thought I'd tell you my name because you might think it's someone else, and that wouldn't be fair to someone else. Now, tonight's program is called The Request, and it's about Auntie's birthday. Dear old Auntie. On her birthday, I try to do something that will please her. Last year, I gave a party at my home for her, you know, 52 Acacia Avenue. I invited old Dr. Burl, Samuel the Postman, Fred the Dustman, and the Reverend Grimshaw. Oh, we had a marvelous time, and it would have been even better had I remembered to invite Auntie. Well, the vicar said it was very unfortunate, so I suggested we all go round to her place. So I led the way, and we crept very quietly up the path, knocked on the front door, and we sang, "Happy Birthday to You." Then the front bedroom window opened, and somebody very gently poured a bucket of water over us. It was the wrong house. You guess. Auntie did laugh when we told her, but not old Dr. Bell. No, not it. Well, which was very understandable because he got most of the water. Now, where was? Oh, yes, Auntie's birthday. It's funny, but it's always a problem to know what to buy for her each year. And I usually end up by getting her a large bottle of bath salts. But last year, I told her she would have to tell me what she wanted. And she asked me to buy her an extra large bathroom cabinet. And I pointed out, I said, "But you've already got a bathroom cabinet." She says, "I know, but it's full of bath salts." Yeah, well, I suppose they do mount up over the years. However, this year, I decided to arrange for her favorite gramophone record to be played on Housewife's Choice. And it was for this reason that one afternoon, I found myself in London looking for the BBC. Taxi! Taxi!
Jumping, Governor.
Ah, thank you.
Where to, Governor?
Would you be kind enough to take me to the BBC, please? And would you hurry, because it is rather urgent.
Well, the BBC have got several buildings in London, Governor. Which one do you want?
Yeah, well, I want the one where they do the Housewife's Choice.
Housewife's Choice?
Yes, you've heard of it, haven't you? You know, da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da. See you all again tomorrow morning.
I know.
You know the
I know all about the programme, mate, but
yes.
I don't know where they do it.
Well, I'll tell you what. You suggest a few of their premises. We'll see if one of them sounds like the likely one, shall we?
Well, there's a broadcasting house, slowly in all new Bond Street, Bush House, Threshold House, TV Centre, Wood Lane, the theatre in Shepherd's Bush, Maida Vale, Alexandra Palace.
Really? They've come a long way since Savoy Hill, haven't they? Remember the old days? This is 2LO calling the British nation. This is the Albert Hall, and tonight is my guest night. You know, I often used to listen on Auntie's cat's whisker. I used to listen.
Look, mate, I haven't got time to discuss the history of the British Broadcasting Corporation. Now, where do you want to go to?
Well, all I know is it's the BBC. Now, wait, just a moment. My postman made a suggestion when he called this morning.
Oh, but he did.
Yes, we were discussing where I should go, and he told me. I wrote it down on the back of an envelope he delivered to my house.
Oh, well, where's the envelope?
Here we are.
Right. Now, what's the address on it?
52 Acacia Avenue.
52 Acacia... The BBC haven't got a place there.
No, but I have. It's in Woodbridge, a delightful spot, full of old world charm.
Look, what address did you write on it?
Here we are. Broadcasting House, Portland Place. Now, would you be kind enough to hurry, please?
This is Portland Place.
Eh? That was a quick ride, wasn't it? Tell me, how much do I owe you?
We haven't been anywhere. You were in Portland Place all the time.
Was I really? Surprise, surprise. It's a good job I met you. I might have been wandering round for hours. So this is the BBC. All the famous people must pass through these portals. Who knows who I may bump into?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Just a moment. Your face is very familiar. Now, don't tell me. Let me guess. Blue uniform. Peak cap. I've got it. Fancy Smith. That's it. Fancy Smith from Z-Cars.
I'm the commissionaire.
I didn't know they had one in Z-Cars.
No, I'm a BBC commissionaire.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm so glad. Perhaps you can help me.
Well, what is it you want, sir?
Well, first of all, now, tell me, did you get my postcard?
Postcard?
Yes, I posted it yesterday.
Well, we can hardly be expected to remember one postcard. After all, we get hundreds every day.
Yes, possibly, but mine was a little different. You must remember it. Woodbridge Park Rose Gardens, taken from the clock tower, and in colour.
And in colour.
Mm. I thought it a suitable card on which to write to you about my request for the housewife's choice.
Oh, I see, sir. You wrote a request for housewife's choice on this postcard, yes?
No.
No?
No. I wrote the request on an airmail letter card. I sent you the postcard to make sure you received the letter card.
In other words, we've received from you an air letter card and a postcard.
Plus a telegram.
Telegram?
Yes, I sent it this morning. Was to tell you that I got Auntie's birthday wrong. You see, I always get mixed up between her birthday and renewing the dog license.
You got Auntie's birthday wrong.
Yes, you see, Auntie's birthday's tomorrow. So, you see, I've just called round in time, haven't I?
Yes, I see that. But why exactly have you called?
Ah, why indeed. Now, tell me, what is it that every tune must have?
I've no idea, sir.
Well, the answer is a title. Now, at the time I wrote you, I didn't know the title. That's why I'm here.
Ah, well, it's beginning to make sense now.
Ah, good, good.
You called round here to make sure the title is added on to your request.
Exactly.
Well, I'll make a note of it and pass it on to the producer. Now, this request of yours is for your auntie.
Dear auntie, yes.
Yes, well, I'd better have the name, sir.
Worth.
Worth. Is it Miss or Mrs.?
I beg your pardon.
Well, is it Mrs. Worth or Miss Worth?
It is Mr. Worth.
I thought it was for your auntie.
It is Mrs. Amelia Prendergast.
Mrs. Amelia Prendergast.
29 Curzon Drive, Ponds End, 1L.
Yes. Well, there isn't an L in Curzon Drive, Ponds End.
No, but there is in Amelia. Some people are always getting it wrong, you know. It does annoy her so.
Yes, I'm sure it does. Now, you sent us a request, but didn't tell us the title.
Yes, and unfortunately, I also forgot the message.
What message?
This one. Your nephew Harry sends you all his love and says, have a nice day and go easy on the elderberry wine.
Very nice.
Yes, it is, isn't it? It's the thought behind it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, it's the thought. I think it's the
yes,
thought.
Yes, yes, yes. But the important thing, sir, is the request. Now, what is it?
Ah, yeah, well, listen carefully.
Very melodious, sir. Now, what is it called?
Well, that's what I want you to tell me.
You mean you don't know the title?
No, I don't, but I knew this as soon as I got to the BBC. Somebody here would know it. Now, what is it?
Well, I haven't the faintest idea.
You've no idea? Look, why don't you telephone Eric Robinson? He'd have it like a shot. Auntie positively dotes on him. She has a nickname for him, you know. Chubby Jobs.
I'm sorry, Mr. Worth. I can do nothing about this matter unless you can tell me the title of the tune. Now, why don't you sit down over there and think about it? Hmm?
Very well. I might remember it if I concentrate. Excuse me.
Excuse me, Commissioner.
Yes, sir?
I'm Grimes, the pianist who's playing for the singing auditions.
Oh, you want Studio 6?
Oh, well, I've been along there, but the piano's locked up.
Oh, yes, well, I'll go and get the key for you. I'll be as quick as I can.
Righto.
Excuse me.
Yes, what is it?
Did I hear you say you were a pianist?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I'm here for the singing audition.
Ah, then you're just the man I want to see. Now, listen to this.
Well, wait a minute.
Yes?
Well, you don't do it here.
Oh, don't I?
Now, you want Studio 6 along that corridor.
I'd say just a moment. Are you sure?
Oh, yes. Ask for Mr. Beaumont.
Mr. Beaumont? Will he be able to help me?
Well, he'd certainly listen to you.
Good, good. Mr. Beaumont, you say?
Yes, he's one of the best blokes they've got here. He discovered Akabilk, you know.
Did he really?
Yes, sir. Studio 6 is here. You can't miss it. It's next to the new studio.
Ah, thank you very much. I'll get over there right away. Excuse me.
Pardon me.
Yes.
This Akabilk he discovered.
Well?
Is it anything like uranium?
In, Fry,
side of May, the fields are gay.
Harvey!
Am I in Studio 6?
Yes.
Mr. Beaumont?
That's right. How do you do?
And how do you do? I've just been speaking to your pianist. He said you'd be willing to listen to me.
Oh, I see. Well, I've got the list here. What name is it?
Prendergast.
Oh, Prendergast.
Yeah, you know, I could have said Worth. But I've already made that mistake.
I don't understand. Is it Worth or Prendergast?
Well, have you got Prendergast on that list?
No.
Oh, well, there you are, then. It's Worth.
Worth?
Yes, you see, I wrote to you on behalf of someone called Prendergast.
Well, I haven't got Worth down here either. You say you wrote to us?
Yes, but you see, I got the dates mixed. That's why I'm here today. The correct day is tomorrow.
Well, then why didn't you come tomorrow?
That would have been too late.
Well, now you're here, I suppose we can fit you in.
Ah, that's very, very kind of you.
But in view of the confusion, I think I'd better fill in a form.
Oh, do we have to?
Yes, I'm afraid we do. It won't take a moment. Now, first of all, what type of act?
Pardon?
Well, what are you going to do for me? Play an instrument? Sing?
Oh, yes. Well, I'll sing, of course, yes.
Oh, good. Now, have you ever sung in public before?
No. Oh, yes, yes. There was the occasion of the church concert when we did Merry England. I was only in the chorus, really. Third shepherd from the right. Mind you, I was considered for the part of the Earl of Essex, which, as you know, is a very important singing role. But I was rejected because of my legs.
Your legs?
Well, they didn't look very good in knee breeches. I've got rather peculiar knees. I think knobbly is the word. Allow me to show you.
Well, I think we'll forget about the form. Now, you're going to sing to me.
Yes, I am. I'm going to sing a song.
And what's it called?
Well, I hope you're going to tell me.
But don't you know the title?
No, I do not know the title.
Well, do you know the tune?
Oh, well, there I can be of some help. No, at least I know the first three bars. Now, listen.
Is this some kind of joke?
No, that's not the title. Let's try again.
I've had enough of this.
No, definitely not. You were much nearer with, is this some kind of joke? Now, keep on trying.
Mr. Worth, this is not the proper way to go about a BBC singing audition.
Singing audition?
Well, yes, that's what you come here for, isn't it?
Of course not. Somebody's been having you on. Pulling your leg. I bet it's that commissionaire. An obvious practical joker if ever I saw one.
Oh, well, we'll get him in here, and then perhaps we can all have a jolly good laugh.
That's a wonderful idea. What a strange man. Fancy him thinking I'd come for a singing audition. I don't know.
Excuse me, is this Studio 6?
Yes.
The singing auditions.
Correct, yes.
Oh, well, I'm very sorry to keep you waiting, sir. Like, you know, I mean, I've just been for a cup of tea in the canteen, you see.
Did you go for a cup? Well, you went to the right place, didn't you?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll start singing as soon as you want me to.
Well, I wouldn't if I were you. Now, take it from me. You'll never get your request played here.
What?
Now, if you want to give your auntie a pleasant surprise, do what I should have done. Try Sandy McPherson. Cheerio, old son. Tell Mr. Beaumont I couldn't wait.
I wonder what all that was about.
All right, you. Let's be having you.
Here, what's the matter?
Mr. Bowman's told me all about the trouble you've caused.
What, me?
Yes, you. Come on, out.
Here, you get your hands off me.
Oh, I don't want any trouble.
Hey.
You're getting out of here.
Here, let go of my collar, then.
What's going on here, Commissioner?
Yeah.
It's all right, sir. I'll soon have him out for you.
Oh, but he's not the one.
What?
No, it was that fellow Worth.
I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, well, you will be when I've finished. So this is the way you get seated at the BBC, is it? Well, wait till the papers hear about this. I'll tell them, you know.
Oh, look, old chap, there's been a mistake.
Yeah, well, you can save your best for a start. You'll be hearing more from me, I tell you.
Commissioner, we'd better start a search for this Harry Worth. We don't want him blundering into any studios. Goodness knows what could happen.
Here are the news headlines. NATO conference is due to start at Admiralty House tomorrow. The search is still going on for the two prisoners missing from Dartmoor. The weather. In most of the country, the fine weather will continue well into the night.
Pardon me. Are you housewife's choice?
Hey, what the...
That is the end of the news headlines. What the devil do you mean coming in here?
Well, I'm trying to find the housewife's choice office.
Well, this isn't it. Room 406 along the corridor.
Thank you. By the way, did you say the present fine weather would continue?
Yes, why?
Well, I think you ought to know. It's pouring down outside. Room 406. Housewife's choice, J.L. Briggs.
Got in.
Yeah, pardon me, sir. Are you the housewife's choice?
I am the producer of Housewife's Choice.
At last. What's this, then? Overcoat, hat, umbrella? Have you only just arrived for work?
I've done my work for the day. I'm just leaving.
Didn't you get my telegram?
Telegram? What telegram?
The one I sent you.
Who did you address it to?
Well, I addressed it to Housewife's Choice, 1500 meters, long wave, London.
I think you'd better see me tomorrow morning. I'll be in about 9:30.
No, just a moment, Mr. That will be too late. I think you ought to attend to it now. Now, here is the message. Can you make sure it's read out tomorrow when you play Auntie's request?
Now, look, Mr.
Worth.
Well, Mr. Worth, do I understand you are talking about a request for your auntie on tomorrow's Housewife's Choice program?
At last, I feel I'm getting through to you. Now, what was it the great poet said? Patience brings its own reward.
What name is it?
I think it was Wordsworth. Then again, it could have been Tennyson.
What is your auntie's name?
Ah, dear auntie, Mrs. Amelia Prendergast.
I see. Well, it's not on my list.
It's not. I don't understand.
It's quite simple, Mr. Worth. We shan't be playing a request for your auntie tomorrow.
But I wrote to you the air, letter, card, postcard, telegram. They've all obviously been ignored. And it was a greetings telegram as well.
Mr. Worth, I'm afraid that is not my concern. Thanks to you, I have just missed the 6:15 train to Watford.
6:15 train to Watford? Oh, I am sorry.
However, as I now have an hour to spare, perhaps I can while away the time by explaining to you some of the difficulties of running this department.
Will it take you an hour?
Sit down, Mr. Worth.
Thank you.
I'm going to try and tell you why we cannot pay your auntie's request.
Uh-huh.
If at any time I say anything that you find confusing, please stop me.
Ah, very, very kind of you. Fire away.
Thank you. Now, this is the BBC.
Stop.
I merely said this is the BBC. You find that confusing?
No, not in any way. In my opinion, you got off to a very, very good start.
Well, why did you stop me?
Well, I never knew there was a 6:15 train to Watford. Not surprising, I never travel there. But Auntie sometimes visits a friend in Watford. Of course, Auntie lives in Pond's End. But if she ever moved to London, that train could be useful to her.
May I proceed, Mr. Worth?
By all means.
Now, you have called here.
Stop.
Now, what is it?
Does this 6:15, does it run on Sundays?
No.
Oh, I guess it's no use. Oh, Auntie only visits her friend on Sundays. Carry on.
Thank you. Yes. You have called here expecting us to play a request for your auntie's birthday.
That is correct.
What would you say if I told you that we had over 700 requests of a similar nature only this morning?
Really? I didn't know Auntie was so popular.
Mr. Worth, surely it must be obvious to you that in view of the large number of cards we receive, we cannot possibly play every request on the same day.
No, out of the question. If you played them all on the same day, well, you'd have nothing left for the rest of the week, now would you?
Mr. Worth, we cannot play your auntie's request tomorrow. I'm sorry.
Regrets won't console Auntie.
Mr. Worth, our programs are booked up so far ahead, the earliest we could possibly play your request would be next March.
March? That's out of the question. The birthday cake won't keep that long.
I'm sorry, Mr. Worth. That is the best I can do.
Well, it's a very, very poor best. You haven't heard the last of this.
That is the situation, Mr. Worth. Now, if you don't mind.
No, I'm going. I shall take my complaint to someone higher in the BBC. The higher, the better. And if necessary, Eamon Andrews himself.
Hello, Commissioner. Now, look here. As head of programs, I find it most essential in my work to keep perfectly cool and never, never get rattled. But if that idiot Worth isn't found soon, I'll have somebody's scalp for it. Come in.
Ah, good afternoon. I'm really sorry to interrupt you.
Yes, I'll be with you in a moment. Mm. Hello. Now, let's be methodical about this. Where was he last seen? Where? Jukebox jury. He did what? Voted it a hit. Well, stop there and make a thorough search. And hurry. He voted it a hit.
Yeah, well, I honestly thought it was worth it.
I beg your pardon?
Well, I've never heard Mr. Presley singing better. By the way, will you apologize to Katie Boyle for me? I pressed her button by mistake.
Just a moment. Just a moment. I think I'm on the verge of an important discovery.
Are you really?
Your name is Harry Worth.
Yes, I'm sorry to disappoint you. I've known that for ages.
Hello. The head of programs, Carrigan. Get me the commissioner, please. Hello? Commissioner, look, you can call off the search. I've found what we're looking for right here in my office. Yes, thank God.
Excuse me, did I hear you say the search is off?
Yes, the mystery is solved.
Oh, thank goodness. I should have come in here sooner. Now, the chap in the housewife's choice department couldn't help me at all. He seemed very confused.
Don't worry, a spot of leave should put him right.
It's a good idea. What about fixing him a few days at Dan Archer's farm? They sound very charming people to me.
Mr. Worth, I don't want to make too much of all this business, but you've no right to go wandering around the BBC upsetting my staff.
What I did for Auntie. I wanted to make sure she got the right message.
Well, that's all very well, all very well. But it doesn't excuse your behavior, does it? Oh, no, no. There's obviously got to be a serious talk.
Serious talk?
Yes.
Well, you're the expert. I would have thought it would have been sufficient just to read out the message. Although I've no objection if your announcer wishes to add a greeting of his own. Who is the compere this week?
Mr. Worth.
No, it's not me. No, but if it were, think of all the lovely things I could say to her.
Please, Mr. Worth, do you think I might make a very simple request?
Well, you can, but you might as well know you have no chance of getting it played before March.
Will you please try to grasp the situation?
Very well, I'll try.
Mr. Worth, about an hour ago, the commissioner rang me to say that a lunatic was at large here in Broadcasting House.
Really? Yes. Well, in that case, we'd better lock the door. Now we can talk undisturbed.
Now look here, Mr. Worth.
Now about this song.
Mr. Worth, give me the key.
I am not quite sure of the key. I think it's B flat.
I want the key of the door.
Never been 21. Here you are, old friend. Here is your key.
Thank you, Mr. Worth. I understand you've asked for a record to be played for your auntie tomorrow morning.
That is correct.
Yes, very well then. Now, under normal circumstances, I wouldn't hear of it.
Why, haven't you got a radio?
But in view of the peculiar way you've gone about the matter and the fact that we do not wish broadcasting to come to a complete standstill, I'm prepared to grant your request.
Oh, thank you. I hoped you'd see it in my way at the end. I did, really.
Now, please, what is the title of the tune?
Well, this is the thing that's been giving me the trouble, you see, but I think I've got it. Yes, that's it.
Excellent. What is it?
Listen. Don't you recognize it?
No.
I'll give you a clue. I want to be fair. Here it is. They fly about.
Oh, dear. An aeroplane.
No, you're miles out. Now try again.
Bats.
Oh, you... No, but you're definitely getting warm when you say bats.
I'm not surprised.
Now, come on, it's easy. They fly about.
No. The birds.
Yes, now listen carefully. Ha, 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 ha.
Did you say ha, 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 ha?
Ha.
Oh, ha, 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 ha.
Ah, but there's more to it than that.
Hmm?
The secret is to get the ha-has in the right order, like this. Ha, 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 ha. Then you repeat it.
Are you sure?
I'll prove it. You sing ha, 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 ha twice, and I'll surprise you.
Oh, very well. Ha, 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 ha.
It's the Woody Woodpecker's...
It's the Woody Woodpecker's song.
Yes, you knew it all the time, didn't you?
Yes. No, it was silly of me not to have recognized it before, wasn't it? A bit silly.
And tell me, you'll definitely play it tomorrow morning?
Oh, most definitely, Mr. Worth, yes.
Good. I'm glad we've been able to settle this whole thing amicably.
Yes, thank
you. If you'll just unlock the door, I will go.
Certainly, Mr. Worth, and after you.
Yeah, very well.
Good day, Mr. Worth.
Good day. I'll bet you meet some funny people in your job.
Come in.
Good morning,
sir. Good morning, Briggs. Good morning. Is everything all right?
Well, we've had to reorganize the entire running order, sir, but we managed to squeeze the Woody Woodpecker song in.
Good.
It'll be the first one that's played.
Yes, well, it should be on in a couple of minutes now.
Frankly, sir, and with all due respect, I don't know why you gave in to him.
Well, if I hadn't, Briggs, he might still be here now.
Yes, I see your point.
Come in.
Good morning, old friend.
No, it's you.
It is. I wanted to make quite sure you did play that record, you understand. Don't you think you'd better switch the radio on?
Very well. Put it on, Briggs.
Very good, sir.
I phoned Auntie. She'll be sitting in her favorite rocker with her ear glued to the radio, metaphorically speaking.
Good morning, housewife.
Good morning.
Well, rather a lot to get through today, so let's start right away with the first request, which is for Mrs. Amelia Prendergast, 29 Curzon Drive, Ponds End.
Ah, auntie.
This is from your nephew, Harry, who sends you all his love and says, have a nice day and go easy on the elderberry wine. And his request is the Woody Woodpecker song.
That's the Woody Woodpecker song.
We are interrupting Housewife's choice for a gale warning. Attention all shipping, especially in sea areas Rockall, Malin, Finisterre,
just a moment.
Fastnet.
Just a moment. What about Auntie's record?
Shipping at 0730.
It's not fair. I shall write to the Times. It's Auntie's birthday today.
You have just heard 30 minutes worth of Harry Wood. The people he confused were Derek Giler, Anthony Sharp, John Graham, Edwin Apps, and Brian Froom. The recorded program was written by Vince Powell and Frank Roscoe and produced by James Casey.